And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music.
When I woke up, oh, I took a good look at my face.
This is a singer who calls herself Mozella, and this song, Another You, it just sounds instantly familiar, doesn't it? Well, there's a good reason for that. It was co-written by someone who practically wrote the Great American Songbook.
Baby, I need your love.
It's like a heat wave burning in my heart.
It's so hard, a mind been broke a thousand times.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Stop in my name of love.
Wow, can you believe Brian Holland co-wrote all of these songs? Whenever you think of that Motown sound, that was Brian Holland. And now, after a long break from the public eye, he's working with Mozella, born and bred in the Motor City. Mozella's new record is called The Brian Holland Sessions. Her real name is Maureen McDonald, and she joins me right here in the studio. Mozella, welcome to the program.
Hi.
This song, it's incredible. This is going to make a lot of people listening happy. It's just, it's so reminiscent of classic Motown, you know. When you went into the studio, did you have that as your mission statement?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, my publisher, John Platt, said, I have somebody on the phone you need to talk to. He's from your hometown, and he's written a few hits.
And you were a singer there.
And I was a singer, yeah. And I'm signed with EMI as a writer. And I thought, oh, my God, who's he going to put me on the phone with? And he says, I want you to talk to Brian Holland. And I was walking across Santa Monica Boulevard, and I had lost my voice, and I'm trying to talk to him above traffic. And he was just so nice to me, and he said, we're going to write. And I said, okay, mm-hmm. okay. So we went into write, but, you know, I had made a few albums. I was signed to a couple majors.
And you were writing for other people.
I was writing for other people. So when I went in, I was thinking he wanted to just songwrite.
Yeah.
And I thought, what an amazing opportunity to learn from this legend. As a songwriter, I couldn't have picked a better mentor. And so we went in, and from the minute we met, it was like long-lost souls, just the best of friends instantly. We wrote one song, and he said, I want to make an album with you. I said, with me? And he's like, yeah, I want to do it with you. And I said, okay, I can't really say no to this. You know, I'm kind of in the mindset of transitioning into just being a writer and just doing, like, commercials like I'd been doing. And I said, but if we do this, I want to make it sound just like 1965.
Oh, wow.
He said, why do you want to sound like that? That's old. And I said, no, being from Detroit and you being from Detroit, no better way to, like, make an album. Let's just do it really, like, vintage. And he's like, well, whatever you want to do, you take the lead, I'll follow.
I think about you everywhere that I go. What am I missing? Why am I needing this so? No way to stop the pain. I'm losing control. Bringing love, I'm back. Never let me go. Baby, why don't you save me?
I just knew I wanted to make that sound. And I even had people that were like, well, don't you want to add some hip-hop to it? Don't you want to add this? I said, no. I want it to sound really old and dirty and kind of janky. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I don't care if radio doesn't play. I don't care if nobody plays it. I just want to make something that sounds like what my mom grew up on and loved, what she played me, what's in our DNA for every Detroiter. I just want to make an homage to the city that I grew up in. So I didn't listen to anybody. I had no A&R telling me what to do. I didn't have a record label. I didn't have a budget. I didn't have nobody. And so I said, let's just make music. Let's just enjoy each other's company and make music. And that's really what we did. We spent more time at IHOP eating breakfast and singing Nat King Cole songs together than we did writing this album.
It's amazing because you could take this CD, you could put it in the CD player, you could give it to a station and say, here's a lost record from 1965. You know those, it's like those Instagram. You ever use Instagram mm-hmm. on the iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a photograph, and then you can kind of put a filter on it and give it that 70s veneer. And it looks, actually, it's so cool. It looks fresh.
Yeah.
It's the way I felt about this record, is that it takes you back, but that sound is so fresh right now.
I really appreciate that, because I feel like I got a little bit of resistance for wanting to do it so old sounding, because people were like, well, you know, Duffy and Amy Winehouse, they had this and they had beats underneath, and I said, I don't want that.
And you guys could have made a record of remakes, but you wrote all of the songs together.
We did. Mm-hmm. We would go in, we'd eat our breakfast, we'd share some French toast, and then we would laugh and talk and sit down at the piano. And we really only probably spent about 20 minutes at the piano. And he would start pounding on his left hand, and you'd hear this sound. He'd be like, oh, my God, wait, this is this song. I'm like, no, that's not it. And you realize he invented that sound.
Back and forth, stuck in the middle of love. And hey, can't solve the riddle. She broke your heart, tore you to pieces. You're all alone. I know what you're needing, boy. It's all right. Love takes time. There you are, right in the thick of it, broken up. I know you're sick of it. How come love just make you want to quit? Build a sandcastle to watch the water ruin it. It's all right.
I know my mother, being raised in Detroit in the 60s, when she hears this, she's like overwhelmed, really overwhelmed. She used to babysit and call down to the Motown studio just to talk to people there. And they put Four Tops on the phone when she was 14, and she talked to them, you know. Or she remembers hearing Bernadette in the hamburger stand for the first time. And so for my mother, this is really like a very proud moment. As a Detroiter, it's a proud moment.
That is a singer known as Mozella. Her new album is called The Brian Holland Sessions. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Mozella, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Our program is directed today by Lauren Silverman and edited by Kenya Young. Our producers are Phil Harrell, Lily Percy, Brent Bachman, Amy Held, Sanaz Meshkinpour, and Binesh Ahmed. Our intern is Michael Tomczyk. The technical director is Greg Gavin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer.
I'll let you cut me down in size. You spit a tongue full of anger. Oh, you fill my head with a thousand lies. In too many nights. Oh, you hear the truth from my side. Boy, don't take a genius to
And
see.
For Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or go to npr.org/weekendatc. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.